time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
January 21st, the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. In today's Gospel, Jesus makes an interesting claim. He claims to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. Now, this was especially important because Isaiah had a vision of the universalistic nature of Judaism. It was destined for everybody in the world, every gender, every race, every nationality. And so, when Jesus claimed to be fulfilling the prophet of Isaiah, he was claiming a lot of things. Once there was a truly great high school basketball team that everyone said would win the city championship without trying. So they swept through the season without even trying. Why work hard to beat a team that was no big deal? That year there were no big deal teams in the whole city, except our friends. So they won all their games by 15 points or more and were hailed as the best ever. Then came the championship match against a team. It was, in fact, the team from the next parish over. They're always the worst. They cheat. People from the next parish over always cheat and play dirty. Anyway, the other team was all pumped up, even though our heroes had beaten them twice. The refs were unfair, and the crowd was for the other team. The coach, who had warned them all season about being flat on the wrong day, screamed at them to no avail. Then at the beginning of the second half, he screamed at the refs for a blatantly unfair call. The refs threw him out. Then they threw out the assistant coach, who screamed at the refs. So the only adult on the bench was a second assistant, who was just out of college, and who had played on the team a couple years ago, and wasn't truly great. He called timeout and said, "Look, guys, we may be down by 10, but we can beat these clumsy oafs, and I'm going to tell you how. They're rotten ball handlers. We'll put on a full press and steal the ball from them every time they try to bring it down." "What does he know?" a couple of guys said as they returned to the course. "Who does he think he is telling us how to play the game?" So they put on the press and caught up almost at once, and were 10 points ahead when the final quarter started. "We've got them on the road, guys," the acting coach said. "Keep up the press." But the guys decided to ease up. Oh, you know what happened. The score was tied with only 3 minutes left, and they were 5 points down with 2 minutes left. "Let's do the press," someone said. They tried, but by now they were too tired. So they lost by 10 points. Moral, you take your prophets where you can find them.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.